Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. It was known as the jazz corner of the world, and from 1949 to 1965, it played host to some of the greatest names on the modern jazz scene. The club was Birdland at the corner of 52nd and Broadway in New York City. And in the next hour, we'll be listening to recordings that were made there by John Coltrane, Charlie Parker, Bill Evans, Art Blakey, and others, captured in the hip, vibrant atmosphere of mid-20th century Manhattan. It's the jazz corner of the world, live at Birdland. Coming up next on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Bud Powell performing his composition Dance of the Infidels live at the Birdland Nightclub in New York City on August 29, 1953, with Charles Mingus on bass and Art Taylor on drums. They called it the Jazz Corner of the World, and between 1949 and 1965, there were many nights when this little Manhattan nightclub lived up to its hype. You could find Birdland in a basement at the corner of 52nd Street and Broadway, the intersection of bebop and showbiz. And on any given evening, Charlie Parker, Art Blakey, Bill Evans, Charles Mingus, or John Coltrane might be playing there. On this edition of Nightlights, we'll return to Birdland to hear those artists, all of them performing in their prime in the exciting post-World War II years of American culture. Birdland was the creation of several New York City jazz and showbiz operators who wanted to provide a new venue for modern jazz in the heart of Manhattan. It took its name from Charlie Parker's Bird nickname, and Parker performed there on the club's opening night on December 15, 1949, along with Lenny Tristano, Lester Young, and Hot Lips Page. In honor of the name, the club kept a number of actual birds in cages suspended from the ceiling, though they lasted for only a few weeks because of the club's smoky air and poor ventilation. We'll start off with Charlie Parker himself at Birdland in 1950, leading what was at the time a superstar bebop lineup, including Bud Powell on piano, Art Blakey on drums, and in one of his last appearances before his death at the age of 26, trumpeter Fats Navarro, Charlie Parker and Little Willie Leaps on Nightlights. Thank you. Out there, saxophonist Charlie Parker, ending there with a little bit of 52nd Street theme, performing Little Willie Leaps at Birdland in 1950 with Fats Navarro on trumpet, Bud Powell on piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Art Blakey on drums. Parker would perform at the club a year later with a string section, and one of his last musical appearances would come at Birdland in 1955, not long before his death at the age of 34. The first official live recording to be made at Birdland, using a record label's equipment as opposed to an amateur tape of a radio broadcast, became a landmark album in jazz history. Drummer Art Blakey's A Night in Birdland, Volumes 1 and 2, showcased the birth of hard bop and an early configuration of what would become known as the Jazz Messengers, the Blakey group that became a key stop on the path to jazz stardom for musicians such as Lee Morgan, Wayne Shorter, and Freddie Hubbard. A Night in Birdland, Volume 1, kicks off with an announcement from the club's legendary MC, Pee-wee Marquette, a tux-clad midget not quite 4 feet tall, who was notorious for refusing to announce musicians' names correctly unless they tipped him. Downbeat magazine, paraphrasing a not-suitable-for-primetime Lester Young reference to Marquette, described him as the half-pint-sized master of ceremonies, known for the florid phrasing of his introductions and his not-infrequently salty manner. Here he is introducing Art Blakey in the first official live recording to be made at Birdland on Nightlights.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we have something special down here at Birdland this evening, a recording for Blue Note Records. When you applaud for the different passages, your hands go right over the records there, so when they play them over and over throughout the country, you may be someplace and say, well, that's my hand on one of those records that I dug down at Birdland. We're bringing back to the bandstand at this time, ladies and gentlemen, the great Art Blakey and his wonderful group featuring the new trumpet sensation, Clifford Brown. Horace Silver on piano, Lou Donaldson on alto. Curly Russell is on bass. And let's get together and bring Art Blakey to the bandstand with a great big round of applause. How about a big hand there for Art Blakey? Thank you.
Thank you.
Blakey and Split Kick with Clifford Brown on trumpet, Lou Donaldson on alto sax, Horace Silver, the composer of the tune, on piano, and Curly Russell on bass, recorded at Birdland on February 21, 1954. Throughout the 1950s, Birdland was a popular Manhattan spot for celebrities, and if you dropped in, you might see Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, Joe Louis, or Judy Garland in attendance. The club's relatively small size, with a seating capacity of 400, gave it a big city intimacy, and the music gave it an air of hip sophistication. Jazz writer Dan Morgenstern lauded the club's racial atmosphere, noting that most of the staff was black, the menu offered polite soul food, and the clientele was well integrated. The music started around 9 in the evening and continued with intermissions until 5 in the morning. While many of the acts at Birdland were small groups like Blakey's, the club featured big bands as well, crowding anywhere from a dozen to 16 musicians up onto the bandstand. Count Basie's orchestra often held forth there, as did the up-and-coming Maynard Ferguson Big Band, which recorded its first live album at Birdland in 1959. From the album A Message from Birdland, here's Maynard Ferguson and The Mark of Jazz on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Maynard Ferguson's Big Band in 1959, performing trombonist and band member Slide Hampton's The Mark of Jazz from the album A Message from Birdland. I'll have more live recordings from the Birdland nightclub in just a few moments. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs, including shows about New York City's Café Bohemia and Café Society nightclubs, and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Using locally grown and organic ingredients. Carry out and delivery information at 323-2233. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to At the Jazz Corner of the World, live from Birdland on Nightlights.
We'll be right back.
I'm featuring live recordings from New York City's Birdland nightclub on this edition of Nightlights. Birdland was a small basement club at the intersection of 52nd Street and Broadway, with an awning stretching out from the club's street-level entrance with Birdland emblazoned on either side. The walls of Birdland were decorated with murals of famous jazz personalities, painted by the club's hat check girl. The tables were covered with red and white checkered cloths and had black plastic ashtrays inscribed with the club's motto, Birdland, the jazz corner of the world. To the right of the stage was an area known as the bullpen, or the bleachers, several rows of chairs where non-drinkers who were there simply for the music could sit. At several points throughout its 15-year run, Birdland played host to famous jazz DJ Symphony Sid Torrens' late-night program, and a number of those broadcasts have survived. In the spring of 1960, the Bill Evans Trio was frequently heard from Birdland on Symphony Sid's program. The trio, featuring drummer Paul Motion and bassist Scott LaFaro, would become one of the most influential groups in modern jazz history, emphasizing an innovative, conversational interplay among the three members. They made only two studio and two live albums together, and so the never officially released 1960 Birdland broadcast form a significant addition to their slim but important legacy. Here's the Bill Evans Trio performing Beautiful Love at Birdland on Nightlights. Thank you.
Cotton Barrel, Paul Modian, and of course, the Count Basie Band. We also would like to remind you that on Monday nights, the biggest bargain of the week, no cover, no minimum.
Pianist Bill Evans performing Beautiful Love at Birdland in the spring of 1960. Along with all of its jazz glory, there were some violent moments in the history of Birdland. In 1959, one of its founders and managers, Irving Levy, was stabbed to death in the club. And that same year, trumpeter Miles Davis was beaten badly by a policeman as he took a break on the sidewalk outside and escorted a white female companion to a taxi. But the club's reputation was mostly as a venue for serious jazz listeners. As a 1959 Downbeat article celebrating Birdland's 10th anniversary put it, in Birdland, the music is the thing, and the prospective customer had better be prepared to sit tight-lipped, communing with the sounds. One artist who certainly encouraged, even demanded that kind of attitude, was bassist Charles Mingus. In 1961 and 1962, he appeared frequently at the club, and some of the broadcasts were captured by Boris Rose, a devoted jazz fan who taped numerous shows from Birdland and other New York City venues during the bebop and hard bop era, and whose recordings have circulated ever since, almost always in bootleg form. From 1962, here's Charles Mingus introducing a piece with an unusual title, On Nightlights.
I like to announce this because if they don't get straight, this next one, everybody's going to be twisting by this. It's called, Oh Lord, Don't Let Them Drop the Atomic Bomb on Me. Drop it on themselves because they made it.
Thank you.
Charles Mingus performing Oh Lord, Don't Let Them Drop That Atomic Bomb on Me, Drop It on Themselves, Cause They Made It, at Birdland in New York City in 1962. Birdland continued featuring live jazz until 1965, briefly flirting with a rock and roll policy in the spring of 1964, and then returning to jazz in the summer, playing host to the homecoming of bebop pianist Bud Powell, who'd been living in France for 5 years. In 1965, the club once again tried rock and roll and then closed shortly thereafter, with longtime Birdland proprietor Oscar Goodstein telling Downbeat magazine, "I'm heartbroken. To me, there is no finer form of entertainment than jazz, but I couldn't keep going broke." He blamed the club's demise on youth's turn to rock and roll and folk music. Birdland would live on, though, in the jazz standard that George Shearing composed called Lullaby of Birdland, the jazz standard simply titled Birdland by Weather Report, in the grooves and aluminum of LPs and CDs of recordings made at the club, in the accounts of those who saw and heard jazz history being made there, and in the club of the same name that opened at another Manhattan location in 1985. I'll close the show with a recording made in the club's twilight era in October 1963, John Coltrane performing I Want to Talk About You live at Birdland on Nightlight. I closed with John Coltrane in 1963 performing I Want to Talk About You from the CD Live at Birdland. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner, using locally grown and organic ingredients. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Pascash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.